Yeah, so I mean, there's not another way out in terms of like exiting the library back to the university. There are, I mean, like, you can see there are doors on the ceiling.
Okay.
But like, you have no idea. Like, there are these ladders, I guess, that you could use to get up to those, but it doesn't seem like a particularly smart move. Like, where does that leave you?
Well, speaking of not smart moves, I'm going to pick one. I guess I'm going to try to, like, distract the ape. Can I, like, knock a bookshelf over?
Oh, you can absolutely knock a bookshelf over.
I think I want to knock a bookshelf over.
Okay. Where are you knocking the bookshelf over? Like, are you doing it at, like, 12 o'clock, or are you...
I'm guessing the door is at, like, 6 o'clock?
Yep, door is at 6 o'clock. And you presume that Ash and Ella are, like, at the bookshelves just around that, so...
And the book was placed on the front counter, so, like, also near 6 o'clock.
On the desk. You could actually, you can see the desk when, or you can see the book on the desk. Like, you didn't even, like, put it down.
So, it wouldn't be too far of a run for Ella and Ash to grab the book.
It would not.
Then I'm definitely going to do it at 12 o'clock, so it faces the complete other direction.
Yeah, but, so it's a circle around. So, where are you, are you doing it towards 1 o'clock, or are you doing it towards 11 o'clock?
Like, which way are you pushing it over?
I'm going to push it towards, like, 11 o'clock.
Okay. So you push the shelf over. Give me a strength check real quick.
Oh, I finally have a modifier. That's landed in the crack of the table. I guess I re-roll that.
Re-roll it. Re-roll.
That's a 9 plus 2. 11.
All right.
Does that do anything?
You managed to shake the bookshelf. Yeah, so you don't manage to push it over, but you manage to shake it. And the librarian, you kind of hear sit up. You hear it goes, ook. And it stands on the desk and is like, it is sort of looking through the shelves and then finally sees you. If you take another shot at knocking him over, I will give you the knocking the bookshelves over outright. Because I'll treat it like a time thing. Like, with enough time, you can pretty much do anything. But the librarian does get to make a hard move on you, so.
This is a fun skill I didn't think I'd have to use. Could I possibly make, like, a performance check to fake, like, passing out on the bookshelf and knocking it over?
I love that. Hit me with it. All right. Yeah, give me that roll, dog.
Plus 2 to charisma. Let's go. That's a 13.
Okay.
Lots of middle rolls.
So you fall over, you faint, onto a bookshelf, which starts to knock it over. And the librarian makes a move to try and run to catch the bookshelf. But unfortunately, it's just not going to be fast enough to do that. And looks over to you, looks back at his bookshelves, which are now toppling over domino style.
Oh, no. Not what I meant to
and
do.
And then decides that your faint was not real.
Dang it.
And goes to grab you.
Well, it's not so facing the book anymore.
We're going to do this. Oh, man. That sucks. You rolled an 8 against your, we'll call it AC.
I mean, my passive AC. Oh, that was with armor. Crap. It's like a, it's more than 8. I don't know what it is without armor.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, your AC beat that. So the librarian tries to grab you. You manage to slip away and presumably run in the opposite direction. Ella and Dash, this or an Ash, this is your time to make a move.
Yeah, Ash gets up, tells Ella not to move because she's slow, and then runs for the book.
She goes, "I was gonna do that."
Ella, do you actually stay there or do you run after him?
No, she's going to, I think she's running too. She's not going to stay there, but I think Ash definitely got the jump on her.
Yeah. So give me a straight up athletics check. Let's see who gets there first.
Wouldn't it just be our speed?
Oh yeah, we do have speed.
I think everything's base speed though. Oh, maybe not.
Yeah, mine's 25. It's lower than most, so you're gonna beat me.
Yeah, I'm a human. Mine's 30.
Let's do an athletics check. Like, I like this idea that Ella could like persevere through this.
Like the competitive spirit.
Yeah, and just move faster. You'll like the first on the floor. I want to do a straight up athletics check.
Anything with a strength mod isn't my thing, so.
I'm aware of that. Yeah. But, you know, hey.
God.
Just dice. Here's the thing. You lose already. So there's nothing that can go wrong for it.
Yeah, that's a 2-1, so.
17.
Yeah, okay, he beats you there. I'm sorry. So you get to the book, you grab it, and presumably turn around and run the opposite way.
Yep.
Cool.
I imagine that Ash is like is meeting her like 3/4 of the way to the book, you know, that she was running towards as he's now running in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Can Dash see that Ash has the book and is running for the door?
Give me a perception minus 4.
Oh, Jesus.
Just be at disadvantage.
This is going to.
Oh, yeah, bad. We can just do disadvantage. Let's just do disadvantage.
So perception.
Just do disadvantage. Sorry,
I'm in this mode where I'm trying to transition from listening to a GURPS podcast and like.
I got an 18 and a 10, so I'll take the 10, I guess.
Yeah, the 10. I'm going to say you don't notice because your primary concern is this ape, which also didn't notice that they took the book.
Okay. Solid stuff.
So, basically if, so I'm going to give, so if we're treating it like an order, it's Dash, the librarian, and then, say Ash because he got the jump on Ella, and then Ella's last in our order. So Dash, it's your turn to make a move. Ash and Ella, at this point, when it comes around to your guys' turn, if you guys make a run for it, you're free and clear no matter what. No. So the only thing that can happen is if you decide to turn around and try and help Dash get away from the librarian after he makes his move.
Would it take my turn to check again, like try to turn and look? Would that take my turn? Or could I like make an action after that?
I mean, I think you did turn and look and not see it. Okay. So why would you turn immediately again?
I feel like we're gonna give you that you like turned and looked, but like you didn't notice, and now it's your turn to make a move, basically. So you can try and put yourself in a better position for the next time around, but
I don't know. I feel like it's in Dash's nature to at this point be like, all right, I did my part. I'm going to get out of here. Like, I'm assuming they have gotten the plan and it's just going to turn like bolt straight for the middle and then the door.
So I guess just to give you an idea of where you are. So you're standing at 11 o'clock further, like between the inner ring of, bookcases, and then there's the exterior ring of bookcases along the wall. The librarian is sitting right where the bookcases are. So your best bet is to run along the exterior of the circular room.
Okay. I will do that then.
You're at 11 o'clock. You're trying to get to 6 o'clock. Do you want to run clockwise or counterclockwise around this?
Counter.
Okay. So you're just going to take the shortest route.
Yeah.
Cool. You make that move. Do you want to do anything else? Like, do you want to like prepare to transform, or do you want to?
Well, my original plan. Am I able to like make it to the door in this turn?
I would say no. Like, it's going to get you about halfway there.
Okay. My original plan, if I could, was because Ella has short legs. Was just going to be to like. Pick her up in my teeth, I guess, and just like run with her out the door. Like, come on, we gotta go. But, I can't really think of any other action that would be like justifiable in this situation.
Okay.
Besides just trying to get out.
Awesome. The librarian is going to jump over the bookcases to try and get to you. It's going to get within range to try to grab you again. So,
I like that idea.
Yeah, he grabs you. He rolled an 18 plus.
Good. That so beat the basically fake armor class. He just
grabs you by the leg.
Okay.
Ashnella.
I think I'm focused on getting out because we kind of have unspokenly made this plan. So I'm just going to go for the door. I doubt I really actually noticed that he was grabbed by the librarian anyway.
Okay. Yeah. So you make it with that, you can make it out the door. So you're free and clear of the library.
Yeah.
Ella.
Yeah, when Ash like passes her, she kind of like stops and runs that same direction to leave. But as she's leaving, assuming that like there's pandemonium and chaos now anyway, she just yells. She goes, "Dash, we're getting out of here. Come on." And takes off towards the door too.
Yeah, so you'll get to the door. You won't quite get all the way through the door. Dash, I will give you advantage on rolling to get out of the librarian's grasp because Ella, I mean, drew attention to herself, which the librarian wouldn't have been aware of before.
Okay. Is that a strength then?
I think it's a strength thing.
Cool, I'm decent at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm proficient. Is it a saving throw?
Yes.
Sweet. Yep. That's a nat 20.
All right, yeah. I mean, you slip out of this monkey's paw.
That greasy nanner paw.
You get some nanner residue on your yeah. kicks.
Ah, my Jordans.
Yeah, and you're within distance to get out the door.
Did you say Ella wasn't quite out the door yet?
Ella's standing basically in front of the door. I mean, she's like, she's right there.
I think I'm still going to pick her up just because, like, we still have to get out of the college.
Okay.
And I'm assuming we're going to be pursued. So, yeah, I just bolt and I, like, pick her up and just keep running. Okay.
Perfect. So you get out of the library. The doors slam shut behind you.
Are you in boy form or dog form?
I am in dog form.
You're in dog form?
Yeah.
So how do you grab her?
Just like, you know how like a wolf carries its pups?
Yeah, but she doesn't have like the scruff of the neck like a wolf pup does.
I think by like the
clothes though.
Yeah, like the back collar of her shirt.
I guess you could grab like her hood.
Yeah, like her hood or something like that. Because she's small enough that she could easily be the size of a wolf pup. So I'm not worried about like hitting her on the ground.
Okay, as she picks him up, at first she kind of like freaks out and like scrambles, and then I don't know, because it's like bouncing around and stuff too. Yeah. And then she's gonna try and like kind of like swing herself up and like ride on him like a horse or something.
Awesome.
give me a dexterity check for that.
Okay. 7.
Plus anything?
That's the with the plus.
Oh, 7. Yeah, it doesn't quite work out for you. I mean, you don't fall out of his mouth or anything. You don't fall off him, but it doesn't end quite the way you thought it would.
Okay, it's just an uncomfortable ride.
Could I figure out what she's trying to do and just like put her on my
How
back?
How would you put her on your head? Like, you're
wind
wolf.
Up basically. You wind just, like, up grabbing onto his like neck, like just hanging on the side.
Yeah.
So you got like halfway to where you wanted to be. You just didn't quite get all the way up. So okay. Like in another turn, you'd be able to pull yourself up there.
Okay,
cool.
I think that's it. You guys get through, through the library doors. And I mean, presumably you guys keep running at that point down the stairs.
Oh,
That wasn't good for you guys.
That's good.
So you guys get all the way down the stairs. You're like moving towards the door, and suddenly another student is sitting there for a second, and then points to you guys and says, "What are they doing here?" And a bunch of other students like look at you and start trying to stop you from leaving. I'd say you guys are in a hallway on the main floor. You're, let's say, like 10 feet from where the exit is. There's the guy who like saw you, who's standing basically right in front of the exit, and there's like two people behind you.
Ella says, we got lost. We're leaving.
Does Ash still have the book, though?
Yeah, Ash does have the book. Ash, have you done anything to try to conceal this book, or are you...
Yeah, I probably would have put it in my cloak or something.
Yeah. I think, Ash, actually, you hear Capgras in your head, and he just says, like... point at Dash and Ella and say you don't know them.
I point at the guy in front of me and start yelling things like, "You're not my dad! Stranger danger!"
Oh, you fucking idiot.
I think Dash changes back into human form.
Okay.
And, like, fake... tries to comfort Ash, but kind of like whispers to Copgris, like, "Hey, can't you like impersonate a teacher or headmaster and tell them to back off or something? You turn into people, right?"
"They're gonna know I'm a demon."
"That, like, you sure?"
"They're wizards, dude."
"I mean, it's like 20 seconds.
I think there's sort of this moment of panic, and then Capgras steps out of Asher, and like there's a second where you guys can see where Asher or where Capgras should be, like just a half second, and then in that half second longer you see this really long or this tall man with a long beard, white hair, has wizard robes on, really fat, just a fat dude, eats a lot of pies,
like Santa fat.
And he sort of is done in a way. You guys are close enough to a door that the whole motion, it almost, if you weren't like watching it directly and you just sort of, you know, out of your peripherals, it looks like the guy is walking out of a classroom. And Capgras stands there and looks at the boys and then you guys, says, "What is all this commotion out here?" And the two students look at him and say, "We caught these two running from the library, sir. Like, we don't know what they were doing." Capgras looks at you guys and sort of leans down and says, "You guys better fucking run." Looks at the kid who's standing close to the door and says, "You come here, young man. I want you to see the threat that these children are." And the kid kind of, the student starts walking towards the professor, and he gets most of the way. He gets about even where you guys are. Capgras is standing kind of behind you guys, and so this kid gets even with you. And there's this like half second, and one of the Where the kid stops, looks at Capgras, and one of the university students behind him, behind you guys, shouts, "It's a demon!" Capgras turns into his demon form and says, "I told you to run," and just books it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I say we book it also.
Yeah.
I did, at least. Is Ella still holding on to me somehow?
Well, if you became a human, she would have, like, jumped off.
I mean, you never know.
Yeah, I feel like Ella would have jumped off.
Yeah, so when people start like getting ready to run, Ella like jumps onto like Ash's shoulders, like piggyback.
Yeah. All right. Sure.
I like it. Perfect. Let's actually, I like that. Let's end it right there. How about that? Well, that has been Dungeon Arcade. Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah.
If you find like and subscribe. I don't know how to end things.
Is that a Spotify problem?
Is it a Spotify? You can't like and subscribe on Spotify. You can follow on Spotify. I mean, I think.
You can give like 5 stars.
I Emily, think? End this podcast for me.
Your candle smells like butt.
Hi, Emily.
There you go, boys.
What did she say?
She said your candle smells like butt.
Say into the microphone for me. Hey, guys, this has been Dungeon Arcade, and
your candle smells like butt.
I've been your Dungeon Master, Adam.
I am your pinecone chasing boy, Michael.
I like to ride on dogs, and I'm Alex.
I'm very good at smelling things, and I'm Nathan.
Why did your voice
smelling things? I don't know what happened.